Good morning, everybody. You know, we are such blessed people. I was thinking to the words of the last song we sang. Lord, you are mighty in this place. I mean, he's a mighty, mighty God. He's the God of the universe. And yet he says he's our very own Abba, our very own Father. And I had this dream last night where I spent the day with my mother. Now, my mom was good. And you guys all know what it's like. You can go to your mom. I can remember going to my mom, even when I was dating Mike. And I said, well, you know what he did? He did this, you know. And my mom said, well, honey, listen, you just, you know, just ignore that. Or you just, how dare them do that to you? They're always on your side, right? They joined right in and they helped you to, you know, just feel so loved and hugged in your misery. And so I saw, you know, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And this kind of happened this morning. It wasn't really part of the dream. But when I woke up this morning, I was sitting out in the sunroom, which I do almost every morning, and I was just kind of thinking about the Lord and giving praise to the Lord and having a little morning devotion. And I was thinking about that dream, and the Lord showed me, I believe, that my mom, my dad, and like I was saying, almost every other member of my family is now in that great cloud of witnesses. And I love that thought, you know. And I was thinking, and I was saying to my mom, did you see what they did? And my mom, my dad, and I mean, all of the great, and the more I grumbled and complained, the more they, hallelujah, praise God, glory to our heavenly Father. And I'm going, what in the world is wrong with all of you people? Didn't you hear what I said? They're mean to me, they cut me out, they did this, they did that. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know? And it really ticks me off. But it's all in God's hands. Every single, I know that it's hard to understand this on this side of the veil, because it all comes to us through God's love. We are the apple of his eye, and nothing touches us that is not his will. And we should be praising God. And you know, if we can see the way those on the other side of the veil are seeing, we would rejoice evermore. We would pray without ceasing. We would truly know how to welcome trials as friends into our house. Sit down, buddy. Have a cup of coffee. You know what? We are loved by our awesome, mighty God, who is our Abba Father. He knows what's best. The reason it came up in Sunday school is because we were talking about grumbling and complaining. There's no place for that on that side of the veil. They don't even know what the word means. They were saying that rejoice is in the Bible how many times? And the word complain is in the Bible 4 times. We need to rejoice evermore, you know. And this is by way, this is by way of giving you something of what's coming. We need to let go and let God. Let go and let God have his marvelous way. I'll tell you, I'm wound up. One more thing I want to say. Every single time we sing that song, every day is a day of thanksgiving. When we sing, he opens doors I cannot see. Something inside of me wants to jump out and touch the ceiling. He opens doors that we cannot see. It's not given to us to see all that God has in store for us. Wow, can we just relax, folks? You know, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Thanks.